tear in every room. All I want's to love you, promise, beneath the haloed moon. But you think I should be happy with your money and your name, and hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheating game. Silver threads and golden needles can unbend this heart of mine,
and I dare not drown my sorrows in the warm of your wine.
But you think I should be happy with your money and your name, and hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheap.
Yeah, there you go, remarkable, sir. Silver threads and golden needles. That is the beautiful sound of the Springfields, and the musician, songwriter and producer Tom Springfield, older brother of Dusty Springfield, died aged 88, or has died aged 88. Massively successful in the 1960s, a man who did not like the limelight. A hugely successful career, of course, and as I said, the older brother of Dusty Springfield as well. With me on the line to talk about him and his remarkable career is Billy Ryle, a distant cousin to Dusty and Tom. Billy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
A remarkable career. This was a band, just the Springfields. They had a top 20 hit in the United States before the Beatles. At first, well, British group to do so in 62.
Yes, I was very, very sorry to hear of the death of Tom. You know, as you said there, he was a very private man in later life, and he passed away at the end of July at 88 years of age, in the presence of his wife, and he had three children. But Tom, did our connection with the Springfields is through their mother, who was Kay Ryle from Tralee, and she moved to London to advance her career. She was hoping to be, I think, a pianist involved in musicals, and she met a Scotsman, a very talented pianist called Joe O'Brien, and they had two children, Mary O'Brien, who went on to become Dusty Springfield, and Dion, who went on to become Tom Springfield. And it was actually Tom and another friend of his called Tim Feld who began a duo, and then that was in the mid-50s, and then around 1960 they invited Mary to join them, and collectively then they became known as the Springfields, and they specialised in kind of folk pop music, you know, very happy music. The swinging 60s were taking place in London at the time, and they had a huge hit then with the Silver Threads and Golden Needles, which were just playing there.
Yeah.
And that attracted international attention both in the States and Australia. And then the big hit, of course, was Island of Dreams in 1962, and that was written by Tom himself.
Yeah.
And they had a range of songs then during the 60s, but obviously Dusty herself then was kind of a mezzo-soprano, and she was more interested in, you know, the soul music, the American soul music.
Yes.
And the Springfields, kind of, they broke up in 1963, and Dusty went on then to a huge career. But
massive
what
career.
People might know is that it was Tom who actually got the Seeker set up then. He became a writer and songwriter and
a producer,
record producer for the Seekers, and he wrote all their big hits like I'll Never Find Another You, The Carnival Is Over, Georgie Girl, The World of Our Own, Goodbye My Love, and Summer's Over. So he had a huge career, but he was very private. He never liked the performing, so he stayed behind the scenes, if you like, but had a very, very successful career as a writer, both a songwriter and a record producer. And effectively, he withdrew from public life then around 1970, and he didn't really appear again then until 1999, when he attended Dusty's funeral in Henley on Thames in England, and he brought some of her ashes were buried in Henley, a place which she loved and where she spent her later life, and then the remainder of her ashes were scattered off the cliffs of Moher, which was a place she liked to visit. The only memory I have of them is when I was a child, they came to Tralee and they invited all the Ryle relations.
They played the CYMS, is it?
They came to see the CYMS. Now, we weren't allowed to go because we were only children, but my mother and my father were fascinated by them, and my mother, she was particularly fascinated by Tom because he was an extreme gentleman, and
yes,
she followed Dusty's career right through to the end then.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the family now, and they had a great career, and I think their music has been revived now through streaming and through YouTube and so on, so I know people are listening again more frequently to what to their songs. It's some fabulous music.
I'm
sorry to lose Tom, but he had a great career and a long life.
He certainly did, and a genius for music, as Dusty was as well. Listen, we're going to fade out this morning, Billy. Thanks for talking to us about it this morning. We're going to end the programme with a little bit of Morning, Please Don't Come, which is his duet with Dusty.
Morning, please don't come. Surely you see that my lover is sleeping. More.